Hi, my name is Rod Mitchell. I'm an anaesthetist in Adelaide, and I previously spent 10 years working up in Alice.
Hi, I'm Dash Newington. I'm an Aboriginal doctor working in Dubbo, which is about a 5-hour drive west of Sydney. My Aboriginal heritage is from my mother's side of the family, from Central Australia, Arundel Mob, and my father is of British descent.
Dash, thanks for talking with us today. What we want to explore is that scenario which I think a lot of us white doctors find difficult to deal with, and that is the angry young male Indigenous patient in the operating theatre or the ED or wherever, a patient who we're trying our best to help but who just seems really angry and is being very uncooperative. So do you have any advice on how to deal with that situation?
This situation can be difficult to manage, and it may be that there are no easy answers. However, there are certainly things that you can do to try and diffuse a situation, or at least make sure that it doesn't get worse. The reasons for this type of reaction are often multifactorial, and of course the first thing to do is exclude any organic cause for the reaction.
Well, absolutely. I just recently had a case where I was called to recovery to give some fentanyl midazolam to this really angry, abusive young Aboriginal woman who had just had a toe. But it became very quickly apparent that she actually had an ischemic leg. She had no pulses in her left leg below the knee. And she needed an urgent thrombolectomy. Didn't need fentanyl midazolam. So you're absolutely right. We just need to first exclude medical or psychiatric causes, drug alcohol causes for any disruptive behaviour. But assuming we have excluded those organic causes, what would be your advice then on how to manage the situation?
In this situation, instead of appearing or coming across as patronising, instead try and gently explore why the patient is so angry. It's always important to understand with Indigenous patients is that a lot of Indigenous people live with racism on a daily basis, and this may colour their perception of the attitudes of hospital staff. Realise that their anger or lack of cooperation is not directed at you personally, but instead is a response to the situation in which they feel that they're powerless. Explaining what you're doing and why is an important step. Many Aboriginal people are not familiar with the Western healthcare system and don't know, for example, which of your questions are important and why. So explaining this to the patient in very basic terms in which they can understand without being condescending would be a good first step. I would recommend sitting down to talk to Indigenous patients, as this will give the impression that you're willing to take time for them. Fear may be another factor that's contributing to the reaction of this patient in the scenario. For many Indigenous people, hospitals are a place where their friends and relatives went but never came back. Sometimes Indigenous people feel that there are spirits of these people within the hospital. And this is a concept which isn't new or foreign. You've probably come across non-Indigenous people who don't want to have a certain treatment or refuse to have an operation in a particular hospital as a result of people that they care about having had bad outcomes there. In terms of managing the situation, it's always important to acknowledge the patient's distress and ask what can be done to relieve it. It may be as simple as offering them a sandwich or a telephone to make a phone call. Ensure privacy and appropriate gender of the treating doctor, which may or may not be an issue. If it is an issue, acknowledge this, and if it can't be addressed, explain that you appreciate that it's a concern for the patient, but that unfortunately at this point in time there are no suitable alternatives.
I've had situations sometimes where I felt that the issue is as simple as people just wanting to ask simple questions about their management, which they don't understand, and also just having simple requests, for example, analgesia. Is that a common issue, do you think?
I think it's a very common issue that they don't feel that anyone has listened to them. And simply sitting down with the patient, hearing their concerns, and addressing them, which can often only take a few minutes, is a very easy way to resolve many of these situations here. Wherever possible or appropriate, I think it's important to include the Aboriginal liaison officers. There may be times where they're not available, especially if it's at night or a weekend or something like this. But Aboriginal liaison officers are not miracle workers, so it's important to be realistic about what they can achieve. But I think they're an underutilised resource of the hospital when it comes to managing Aboriginal patients. Very often, but not always, non-Indigenous people will respect a doctor simply because of their position in society. Now, Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people have a different cultural system and have no reason to respect a doctor until a certain degree of trust has been earned. In Indigenous society, this trust usually takes time. The relationship may even start from a position of distrust, given the history of healthcare for Aboriginal people in this country in the past. Try talking to the patient first and showing an interest in them rather than just their symptoms or their pathology. If a doctor starts asking questions without first acknowledging the patient and establishing some degree of rapport, the Indigenous patient may feel uncomfortable, and this might manifest as the reaction perceived as aggression and lack of cooperation. It's important to take steps to de-escalate a conflict rather than contributing to it. Talking down to an Aboriginal person from an authoritative standpoint is likely to be counterproductive. Instead, acknowledge their distress and wherever possible do what you can to alleviate it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Dash. There's a lot of messages there. I'm just going to try and summarise those and let me know how I go. So you're saying that establishing trust with an Indigenous patient will probably take longer than with a non-Indigenous patient, so be aware of that and avoid taking shortcuts. You're saying that Indigenous patients are often feel in the dark to what is going on, and that can lead to fear, to a sense of powerlessness, to confusion. So just try and make sure that in simple, non-patronising but complete terms, we explain to patients what's going on. Be aware that patients who are scared and confused may appear hostile, so acknowledge those concerns rather than becoming defensive yourself. Be aware that ALOs can often help to diffuse a situation to aid the communication. And well, the other point you made was just be aware that people may have had previous bad experiences with hospital settings, and in particular, people may have had previously bad experiences with racism in that hospital setting. So just be very careful to not escalate any of those factors.
That's a very good summary. And just remembering first to exclude all organic causes, including drug and alcohol intoxication and, of course, withdrawal.
Yep, all right. Thanks a lot, Dash. Good on you.
Thanks, Rodney.